Healthcare is big business, and consequently the competition between agencies can get pretty intense. The relationship between St. Charles and the Ben Memorial Clinic has been tense in recent years, but there are signs it's improving. Last week, the two groups announced they are going to work together to treat pulmonary patients at St. Charles ICU. I'm Kelly Blyer, and the new improved relationship between St. Charles and BMC is the focus of today's Take 5.
You know, I think this is pretty new ground. To my knowledge, this is really a new step in terms of taking two fully functional programs and connecting them in a way that really makes sense.
Dr. Jeff Absalon is St. Charles' Chief Physician Officer. His position is part of St. Charles' management restructuring. He speaks for the doctors and is giving them more say in how healthcare is delivered. With a seat at the table, they are giving their insight in how to better deliver healthcare and hopefully reduce costs. They support working together with BMC to better coordinate care. They are starting with pulmonary critical care patients and pooling their physicians to provide better care. They will provide around-the-clock care for pulmonary patients in the ICU.
If you're critically ill, meaning if you're in the intensive care unit in the St. Charles Bend Hospital, you know that there'll be a doctor in the hospital during the daytime that is there no matter what happens, and that there will also be a doctor in the hospital during the nighttime if something comes up suddenly to where you might need their services. And what you'll also know is that there'll be consistency.
Dr. Jonathan Brewer with BMC feels it's a win-win for everyone.
So what we're going to be having is one combined group. Not two separate practices, but one group under the guidance of the hospital to manage the most critically sick patients in the community.
This is a new chapter in St. Charles BMC relations, and the patients will be the beneficiaries. More after the break. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my home fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at HomeFed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5. There's been a lot of management changes at BMC in St. Charles recently, and these changes are ushering in a new period of collaboration. It only makes medical and financial sense, says Dr. Jeff Absalon.
Having clinicians at the table to look at what makes sense from a quality perspective and then being able to push forward what's necessary to get those things in place, I think is a critical part of being able to do these kinds of things. As patients get more continuous care, then we think there's an opportunity for patients to recover quicker and be able to improve to the point where they're able to move out of the intensive care unit quicker. So that's better care for the patient, and at the same time, in the future, as we're able to manage health more efficiently, we believe that will save money in the future.
Dr. Jonathan Brewer at BMC agrees.
So what we hope for, one, are better quality measures, so better outcomes because of being consistent on an earlier goal-directed therapy, earlier response to our patient's improvement or deterioration in condition. So if they get better, we can get them off a ventilator sooner. We can de-escalate therapy sooner. We can help them recover sooner. If they get worse, we're on top of their care sooner. So at the end of the day, we're hoping for shorter ICU stays and better outcomes.
Healthcare is undergoing revolutionary changes, and anything that improves patient care and lowers costs is a step in the right direction.
It's been a really nice collaboration between the hospital and BMC, and you know, this is a big first step for these two groups. We're lucky to be part of it. There's lots of talk, and there's lots of excitement about future collaboration, and I think that's where we hope to hopefully see the future going.
For Take 5, I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND. Depend on us.